There are over 2 million podcasts, but how many of those can massage the mind, elevate the senses, take you to another plateau? Allow me to introduce you to Drea's Point of View, the 10-minute or less podcast that brings you observations and experiences from her perspective.
The Podbreed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Podbreed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
How many times have you been somewhere and you are starving? I mean, you've got a long day ahead of you, you missed breakfast, or maybe you had breakfast, but it's going to be a while before you eat again, your stomach's growling, and you don't know how you're going to make it, you're hangry. Happened to me recently, and it happened to a few people around me, and I gotta tell you, I wish I would have channeled my mom at that point. Welcome to Drea's Point of View. I am your hostess, Drea. I hope you're following me on all socials. You can find me on Twitter at Drea Point and Drea's Point of View on Instagram and Meta. She would always bring snacks, baggies of whatever. Healthy snacks, and whether it be apple slices, granola, trail mix, she'd always bring stuff with her as an adult when we went places, and I'd look at her like, what are you doing? But she was never hungry. And I actually liked that idea. I know we were at work recently, and we were It was an ugly day. It really was an ugly day. And my coworkers pretty much, well, they have specific diets. One's a vegetarian, the other's a pescatarian. So they didn't really get time to grab anything to eat. I did, however. But I'm thinking if they would have had some type of snack or something with them, a banana or something, they wouldn't have had to pile it on when they finally did get a chance to eat. And then myself recently, I went to a mall to do something and I didn't eat before I left. That was one of the things my mom would say, always eat before you leave because you never know how your day is going to go. And I did what I was going to do. And then when I wanted to go to this restaurant in the mall, it was packed. I mean, the line was so long and it was slow. I didn't think I was going to make it. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I stepped out of the line, wound up getting some fast food. And let me tell you, that fast food is good for the moment, but that's a tease. That's an appetizer. It does nothing. I wound up being hungry later. So I wound up placing my order online and going to pick up my original meal, which is what I should have done in the first place. But had I have had some snacks with me, like a granola bar or some trail mix or something, then I wouldn't have been as hungry. As adults, we have to eat. There's no such thing as going hours and hours without food. That's just not healthy. Doesn't make sense. I know a lot of times when I used to do runway shows, most of them don't feed you. And the models are there half the day backstage. You know, they want you to bring snacks and that's cool, but we're not kids. We can't live off snacks all day. You need a meal. So, but if you don't have snacks, you're even worse off. So my suggestion is to always try and grab snacks somewhere. Buy snacks anywhere. you know, whether it be at the grocery store, at your dollar stores, get a bunch of, you know, get a bunch of dollar snacks and just have it with you. Always keep them in your purse, at your desk at work or what have you, because you never know, especially now that people are getting back into the office and they're starting to commute. It never hurts to have a snack. In other words, be prepared. You know, as kids, you always used to snack. I used to love snack time. But that's important as an adult as well. Just something to think about. I also wanted to think of you to think about following me and leaving a review and checking out my merch on my website, TheDreasPointOfView.com. This has been Drea's Point of View.
Thank you for listening to Drea's Point of View. Remember to subscribe to this female-hosted podcast. Drea's Point of View is now available on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.